show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you are listening to Midwatch with the Riff. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in. Thank you for taking the time to listen to our program today on a Thursday. We are broadcasting, again, trying to get people's minds and hearts touched for God. Amen. Well, if you listened to yesterday's show, I want to tell you that we had some good people that were listening and stuff, and I got some good reports about the subject that we were talking about. They really enjoyed our show. So that's a good thing. It's a good thing. I want to give a shout out to my friends that are listening and stuff. I want to tell you that I appreciate you tuning in. I appreciate you just being able to support us by listening. I mean, that's some of the biggest encouragement. Yes, we all want financial blessings to help with the station and on any work that we do for God. But the other thing that we're going to require is people to listen, because no matter how much contribution you get, if you're not reaching people, it just doesn't make any sense. I want to tell you right now that I've been praying a lot, trying to figure out what's the next step we're going to do. And let me give you this, our email address and our address first before we get into that. Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. And our 800 number is 888-241-0768. And our email address, therev@midwatchwiththerev.com or david@revmedianetwork.com. david@revmedianetwork.com. Well, my friends, I'm going to tell you this. The next step we're going to is we're going to go into doing some video. You know what? Today is our outreach day. And as usual, I don't have the music queued up for that, but we'll get to that in a minute. I just want to tell you that we're going to do some outreaching and some stuff, some discussion on that today. Talk about children, talk about different things. I think I scare myself because I watch a lot of television, and how many of us know that fears are normal? I don't know if anyone out there wonders and stuff. Fear is the opposite of faith. So to have faith, it is impossible to have faith unless you read the Word and know the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing and seeing the Word of God. Amen. But I know that you need to understand the Scriptures, and the Scriptures are this. Fear is the opposite of faith. The devil wants you to fear. He does. We're jumping right into it today. We're not playing around. Today's Outreach Thursday, August 27th, I believe. And we are live here from our station. I know that a lot of y'all have been listening and stuff, and to go over outreach and stuff, it's all about souls, it's all about kingdoms. I think this week got me fired up on salvation and souls and stuff like that. We have over 50 people come to Christ. It's not the blockbuster, like I was telling you, volume that we needed, but it's the simple volume, the decent opening weekend for a movie type of volume. But we need the blockbuster opening. I know that I shared on the show yesterday that the souls can be accounted like when a movie comes out, like G.I. Joe, Transformer, something like that, and they open a weekend, they get $50, $60 million on the first weekend, which is a record. Then worldwide, it's $100 million. Well, then a good film opens up with a very small opening. Won't want to use the word mediocre, but it opens up with a small opening, and they barely bring in $600,000, $500,000. Well, to them, it's big because they put all their money into it. It's a small movie and this happens. Well, that's where we're at right now. We're at the 500,000 mark. If you look at the volume of souls coming in versus if you looked at it in the movie theater type of format. We need the blockbuster, though. We need people coming to Christ. We need people coming to the Lord. But not only do they come to the Lord, we need them to stay with the Lord, to become disciples, and to do great things. So, my announcement, again, we're going to get into video, and today I was running late getting here to start the show. I apologize for that. I usually start right on time, but there were some things I had to take care of at the video recording. Yes, that's correct. You heard me correctly, my friends. The video recording. We are now going to be able to see the Rev and this beautiful mug right here on this station every Tuesday night. It'll be on every night at 7 o'clock, like clockwork, but it'll be new shows every Tuesday night. So I haven't figured out how we're going to put this on the streamer. because these streamers are built to take the shows live, to take the broadcast live from wherever we're recording, or it goes through our player when we have when we're constantly just playing the shows throughout the day until one of the new live shows come on from either of our broadcasters. And I'm working on that. But either way, I know I can put an archive of it and stuff, so it's no big deal. But what I wanted to tell you was that we're going to start going video because I believe this. And this is something that's in my heart, in my spirit, and I'm going to keep saying this till you start believing this, until you start doing this, is that we got to do something. I think my teaching the other day on the end times really got me inspired. Really got me inspired. It did. I really want to know exactly how we can touch people's lives and how we can make things happen. So I know that you and I are going to talk about this today. Talk about outreaching, talk about saving souls, talk about good things. Amen? We are logged into our Chatango account in our chat room. If you're listening and you want to talk to me via chat, you can. At the bottom of your screen, it'll have a Chatango box, or on the player that you're listening through, we'll have a Chatango box, depending on if you're listening to one or through one of our stations and stuff. And if you would have noticed, the Midwatch with the Rev and Relationship Series websites are down. And they're down because we're changing things around. I'm building a different site for those because I want to do more on those websites than that particular setup that we had allows us. I think it's good that all of us can dream. Amen. But I'm a dream maker. Amen. Hallelujah. That's true, buddy. I'm a dream maker. There's software called Dreammaker, but I'm not a software. I'm saying I'm a dream maker. I'm going to believe that it's going to happen, yes. But I'm going to do my part and get myself educated and get myself put together that God can use me. I don't think slothfulness is part of God's kingdom. In fact, the scriptures in Proverbs talks about slothfulness. Let's look that up. Let's look that up. I don't have my concordance with me. In fact, it weighs 100 pounds and probably would drop on my head because it's up top on the top shelf of my office. But I could pretty much find this just because I read a lot of the Bible and I try and keep myself ready for certain words. And of course, I'm not ready for this word. But either way, I am a dream maker. What's the difference about a dreamer and a dream maker? Well, two types of dream makers. Those that make other people's dreams come true and those that can make their own dreams come true. I want to see people touched. I do. I want to see people touch for God. Am I going to sit around and wait for the door to be knocked on? For someone to say, hey, I want to hear about Jesus? No. No one's going to come knock on your door and say, hey, I heard you were a Christian. Can you talk to me about Jesus? Can you talk to me about the Lord? No one's going to ever do that, my friends. Do you think so? Do you think someone will actually come and knock on your door and say, save me. Take care of me. I'm going to hell. Nope, they're not. Here it is, Proverbs 18:9. He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. Hello. Let's read this. I'm going to highlight it. Where's my highlighter? That is an awesome, awesome scripture. You know what? We might as well play our scripture of the day because that sounds like it could be a scripture of the day. Don't you agree? I'm so comfortable and so relaxed with you guys on the radio. You won't believe it. When we're shooting the video, I took a couple of takes to do a couple of quick infomercials about salvation and healing. By the second infomercial, and I got into doing the actual message of the show, which is basically going to be a recap of the entire week's shows. We're going to probably do it in two takes, in two different shows, about 20 minutes, 25 minutes. And we're just going to recap in a different way, in different type, a little bit different format, talk type of format. But we're going to talk about that on the show for 30 minutes. It's going to be a 30-minute show. So we have plenty of material, and it was just different because I was trying to do this show, the television, which I'm not I guess you could say, I can do it. I know I've done it before and stuff, but it's been a while. But by the third take, I was going. And by the third segment, we just shot it straight out. We didn't have script or anything. I shot salvation message, healing message. And then by the third message, I was in my zone. But at the same time, I could jump on radio so quick and get this going. But I remember when I went live for the very first time, I was doing radio and recording shows and sending them to stations for 5 years. 5 years back, and 5 years straight, I would do that. So it was normal. It was easy to record. But for some reason, when I joined LA Talk Radio a while back and we started doing shows and stuff, when they said, okay, David, you're going on now, and I've done it so many times, so often recording, and then when they said it's live now, it just threw me off. And even the guy at the radio station was like, okay, man, you sound like you're struggling a little bit the first 5 minutes of the show, first 10 minutes, but then he goes, Van, you just start going. You're a natural. You're in the zone for the last. I guess it was an hour show for the last 40 minutes or so. And after that, I never had any problem doing a show. I was pretty strong at that. But even when I started at the radio station, Rev Media Network, I kind of went through the same thing. This was our first time going an hour straight, Monday through Friday, and now I do them. And I do a lot of research and stuff, but there's times where I just remember a lot of things that I want to talk about, and we talk about that in the air. Today we're talking about a little bit about slothfulness, a little bit about what the Word of God talks about. So we're going to go in and turn on the music. Here we go. Ready? This is our scriptures of the day. Scriptures of the day, Proverbs 18:9. He also that is slothful in his work, I want you to understand that, is brother to him that is a great waster. A great waster. And waster translated in the Hebrew is destroyer. So a destroyer of time, a waster of time. Another scripture that we can look at for slothfulness. And the reason I'm talking about this is because we can't be lazy in God's work. In God's work, we can't be lazy. And here it is. In Proverbs 19:24, it reads, a slothful man hideth his hand in his bosom and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. A slothful man hideth his hand in his bosom and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. Laziness. Don't even want to eat. Won't be eating. Won't be doing anything. Too lazy to even feed himself. Proverbs 24:30. That's the last one, my friends. Okay, I was reading the wrong one. I say, okay, that's talking about wine and stuff. That's not the right one. 24:30 reads, I went by the field of the slothful and by the vineyard of the man of void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. You, yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth. In other words, a woman that is in pregnancy, having birth. And thy want as an armed man. Thy want as an armed man. Well, let me correct that. So thy shall poverty come as one that traveleth. Not a travaileth. I'm sorry. One that is a prowler and looking for want. And thy want as an armed man. My friends, it is easy, and I must, you hear me say that word all the time, it is easy, should be my saying, but it is easy just to hang out and not do anything. Procrastination, my friends, that's what it's talking about right here. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands. Proverbs 24, verses 30 to 34. I think that is powerful. 25, verses 30 to 34. My friends, like I was saying earlier, There's so much that we can do. There's so much we can do for God. But it requires commitment. It requires doing things. I'm not saying I'm any saint. In fact, I'm not. I know there's a lot of things in me that got to change. A lot of things in me that has to be built. I was reading some stuff from the psychology study that I was doing, the therapy study I was doing, about some psychologists talking about some of their patients. And I looked at my wife and I'm like, babe, I got problems. I do. We all do. We're all brought up, I don't know about you, but I was brought up with a parent that was over, that was just really had issues. And to prevent any craziness happening, I don't want to get too much on the subject, but because then we're going to hear thunder out there. It's not going to be good, my friends. So I'd rather just tell you this, man, that we have had a lot of influences in our lives, and not all of them influences were great. So I want you to understand that I love you, and I'm just being honest with you. And even on your days off, there's things that you can do for God. And necessarily not going out and getting saved, but read a book that's going to help you and help someone. It's so much things that we can do for God. So many things that can happen. So many things that are out there that God can hear and God can see. So my friends, when I talk to you, I'm talking to you out of my heart and out of my love for you, and saying this: don't be slothful. Remember what our first scripture said in the slothfulness. 18:9. He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. I think I learned something years back, and it's starting to come out to be reality now. Remember I told you I was with this ministry that was from around the world, and we did great things and ministered greatly in good things and people's souls all the time. Hundreds of thousands of people coming to Christ. And I told you that God had me leave that ministry, and that I had to actually get a regular job and not even do any ministry for quite some time. And that hurt, because I was in the midst of this in ministering and preaching, and I ran into a good friend named Nigel McNeil, Revival Fire Ministries. And he sat with me. I know his wife as well, Kathy. And they talked to me, and they said, David, what you need to do now is rest and study and read unmeasurably. Read and study and commune with God. Because when you get started again, you will not have time. My friends, I have to give myself time to read now and study and pray. And those years I looked at, they didn't go by as waste. I've kept myself in the loop, but I could have done better preparing myself for what we're doing now, the station. I want to announce that Pastor Gershon Swan from the Coat of Many Colors will be joining our station on the Church Streams website. His church is located off of Federal Road in Houston, Texas, off the I-10 freeway. And I tell you what, my friends, this man is a good preacher. He's going to be on our show as a guest, but also he's going to have his own player there on the Church Streams website. You can hear his service every Sunday. Throughout the week, you can hear his last Sunday service. I talked to him on the phone today, and he's excited. So, you know what? I was driving in the car. I have a notepad of churches that I've been calling and working with to get them on the air. And between my home, where I took off to, and to the place where we're going to do the recording, to the studio, we didn't do the recording at our main studio. We used another studio because they had all the lighting and stuff, and we're getting the studio ready for that. And it was funny because I'm over there making calls. I think I called four or five pastors in between. I talked to two of them and got one of them on the air, and the other one's going to get back with me. So I'm telling you, not wasting time. Not wasting time. Take every single thing and try and make it happen. You can't. You can't waste time. I try to get every moment and use it for God. Every moment I try to use for God. So I'm telling you, my friends, don't be slothful. Don't be slothful. But yes, Pastor Gershon Swan will be on our station starting in a few weeks. I'm going to talk to his media people, and we're going to get that going. And he has a great ministry, and you're going to be blessed. Pastor Mike Salazar is well going to be on our church stream site. We just got to get him from Freedom International, and he's called in as a guest many times. And I know that everybody's responded to him well, so I need to work with them. And it's going to take me to take some Sundays and that I'm not preaching in the morning and go out to his church and to help and support them and to help get them things. So I think, honestly, I've been praying, trying to see how to balance everything. And that's what it is. It's about balance. It's about make sure everything's being covered and that I'm spending time with the family and everything. But the thing is, I need to try and balance my church life with at my home church and then the church life I have to build. So I think every 2 weeks I'm going to be... Every other week I'll be at the church, and every other week I'll be out of the church, but back in time to preach my Sunday night service. I'll preach every Sunday except for one Sunday. I think I don't preach a month at the Sunday night service. So we are trying to get things going, trying to do our part, and trying to let you know that some more people are coming on the air. You know, it's amazing how many times you can call pastors and my personal friends have been able to take my calls and stuff like that. But it's hard to get out there and talk to pastors that don't even know who you are and what you're doing and stuff. So it's a good thing, though. Their response is good. God is blessing. God is moving. God is touching people's lives. I just challenge you, my friend, don't be afraid to start something for God. Today is our outreach day, our mission day. So don't be afraid to start something for God. Here's our music for today. Outreach and missions, baby. Well, I was supposed to cut that before that noise. Sorry. Sorry about that. But either way, my friends, you have to want to do something for God. You have to want to be a part of God's work. You have to want to do good things. No matter what, do something for God. Don't be afraid of doing something for God. Don't think it's too small. Don't think it's too little. Remember yesterday's scripture? Faithful is he that calleth you, who will also do it. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. Faithful is he that calleth you, who will also do it. Be faithful in whatever you start for God, no matter how small it is. Be faithful every day, every week to what you started for God. Next thing, you got to trust God. Remember, trust that you did your part and God will do his. And the third thing, my advice, is that he knows. This is where faith is. He knows what you started and he knows where you are. He's going to provide. But do what you can to take care of everything. Don't wait for something else to happen. For something big to come in. Sometimes the small steps is what happens. When we started the station, we had 7 listeners, and then 97, and then 200 listeners now, and then 430, now 550, almost 600. By the end of this month, we'll have 700 listeners that are coming back and taking in the shows, taking in the anointing that is on this network. And we didn't do anything. We didn't send mail outs. We didn't send email blasts. I wanted it to grow by God. But this month, starting in September, I'm going to start emailing friends. I'm going to start saying, listen to my station. Please tell your churches because I want to see this station grow. I want it to go now. I need to add a few more pastors. We have enough places. We're broadcasting now. We have 5 outlets. We have Warren Radio. We have Sunday Radio. We have, of course, Rev Media Network. Then we are broadcasting through all our other sites, all other 9 sites that we have. And then we also have Ustream. So we have several, and I'm going to check into, I think they said, I got to write this down before I got to, someone told me about 316 Ministries, and I'm going to check into them, 316 Ministries, and see what kind of stream we do over there. But I tell you what, my friends, you're asking me, well, why are you trying to go into all these other sites? Well, because there's people there. Right now, our sites are built. Our site is building through people that don't even know us. They're just coming through, not even trying to get them on the air. And so when we go to these other sites, we're going to be able, and I'm just giving you knowledge and some skill behind my skill, hopefully. I'm tapping their databases, basically. I'm putting my stream, my broadcast there, and hopefully they're going to come to our ways. We're getting people coming from YouTube. We're getting people coming from Ustream now. So it's just basically putting our signal out. And yes, I stay up with the stuff. I get it working. I get it running. And the station is just the beginning. This radio part is just the beginning. They're going to implement the video now, and it's going to be an awesome, awesome thing. And I'm just telling you, my heart, telling you that you got to do your part. Because you know what? What's amazing is I look at my kids, and I told you we're going to talk about children today. And I look at my kids, and I see that they're seeing their dad doing this stuff and putting things together. And what does that give them? It gives them hope that they can do anything that they want for God and life. They're going to see that this station started from just grassroots, from just a simple home location. Now we have a station, a studio that we can go in and broadcast. It's not even to where we want it yet, but it's getting there. We have a huge listening base, and we're growing. And we're going to see this thing triple in the next 3 months. It's going to be tripled. And then by Christmas time, we're going to have a huge, huge listening base. And I believe that you're going to be a part of that. You're going to start hearing some new people, new things happen, and you're going to be excited to be part of this ministry and doing what we're doing. Amen. Well, let me play you a quick commercial about my book, and we'll be right back. God bless you. Have you ever felt that you let God down in the way you handled your dating or marriage relationships? How about the deja vu feeling that you had the same bad experience before, but you can't help repeating what you know doesn't work? Emotions about our relationships are constantly shifting from highs to lows. If we know that we are not in the right relationship, we still try to convince ourselves of our partner otherwise. Sometimes that convincing leads us away from God, Christian friends, family, and the church. Does this describe you? And if it does, do you ever wonder if all your rationalizations and poor choices have exceeded the limits of God's patience with you so that you are almost out of grace? If so, my friends, I have written this book for you. The title of my new book is Almost Out of Grace. This book will be a blessing in your life. You can pick this book up anywhere books are sold. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, anywhere books are sold. You can also pick it up at my website, RevMinistries.com, for $12. Also, AlmostOutOfGrace.com, you can go there, and there's a link there as well to purchase the book. If you want to preview the chapters, if you want to know more about the book and why I wrote the book, visit AlmostOutOfGrace.com. You can get through there through RevMinistries.com, or you can go straight to AlmostOutOfGrace.com, and you'll be able to see why this book came into existence and how it came into existence through radio shows. God bless you. Please purchase the book anywhere books are sold, or you can write us at P.O. Box 5172. Send us a check, money order. We also take credit card, and if you want to call in at 888-241-0768, hit extension 2, and we'll be able to help you at the bookstore. God bless you. Thank you. Again, Almost Out of Grace will be a blessing to your relationships. Welcome back to the show. This is your host, The Rev, David Yanis, and you're listening to Midwatch with The Rev. My friends, been a good week. I'm always excited when I get someone signed up on the air and get them on there. I mean, I don't want you to think it's all about the funds, because it's not. Because basically, when people are bringing an audience, we don't even charge them anything. We're just glad they're coming on, and we know that the people they're bringing are going to be a blessing down the road, and we just want to get them on the air. My goal is to get people on the air. I want this network full of men and women of God. That is my faith and my vision on this station. I want this station to have its original broadcasting movies. I want it to be able to make its own shows, just like you see on USA and TNT and sci-fi. I want our own station with our own different genres of everything that we're doing. I want that. I really do. In my heart, in my mind, in my soul, I believe God wants it. I believe God wants to use this station to help millions. So it's not going to be cluttered. If you notice on all my websites, none of them are cluttered, because I want you to get to one thing on that page. If it's either the media browser, it's either the message that's on there. So I don't clutter it. Like, I've looked at CBN's, I looked at Christian Post, I've looked at all these websites that have broadcast news and stuff, and I see it's just a little too cluttered. I'm not into the cluttered part. I'm not. My friends, reaching people. I think in the community that we're in, we're located out here in Kingwood, Texas. It's about a 20-25 minute ride outside of Houston. north on 59 Freeway. So if you're ever out this way and you come up to Humble, if you keep going just one more exit or two more exits, it'll be Kingwood. And that's where we're at in Kingwood, Texas. Our station's located in Atascocita, Texas, which is just to the right of Humble. So it's just a little distant drive about from the freeway, about 15, 20 minutes from the freeway. So you're looking at about 30, 40 minutes if you're coming from downtown Houston. We are very close to the airport, or I think we're within 15 minutes of the airport, within 5 minutes, 10 minutes from my house, you can get to the airport. And so it's a good place to be located. And so I see that the communities that we live in is a very, very, in this area, is a very maintained community, very well-to-do families and stuff. And I think that the only way you can reach those people, and this is where I'm getting to, is through their children. I think that you have to be able to talk to them through their kids. In fact, when I mention that we have kids' events, we're to my friends and stuff like that, and I let them know that, or I mention my church, they ask, well, how's your youth group? How's your children's church? What do you do for the kids? Whenever I talk to friends and that I run around in the neighborhood here, or see them at the store, or visit when I'm going through to the restaurants or whatever, I say, hey, come to my church. Come visit my church. I'm always inviting people to my church. And my pastor's wife, she said, David's always having a guest come every Sunday. And that's true, because I want to see, you know, it may not be the church for them, but at least I got them to church, right? At least I got them to go and take in the service. At least I got them where they could actually hear the word of God. So when I say that I look at the kids and stuff in the neighborhoods here that we have, there has to be something happening. So I think the only way, and this is my personal opinion, that you're going to be able to reach the family is by reaching the kids. And reach the parents is by reaching the kids. So we're going to start doing some outreach with our children. Why do I say our children? Why do I say reach the kids? Because there was a sermon that I did probably, oh my gosh, 10 years ago. And it plays on the archives. Well, the archives that's up, it doesn't play. So I'm loading up the archives in this other site. We're just trying to make MedWatch with the Rev and Relationship Series, since they are our highest volume archives. It's not the highest volume for all the network stuff that we do. Rev Media Network has the highest volume beyond any of them. In fact, one day in Rev Media Network pretty much sums up the whole month in some of these things. So that tells you how much volume that people come in and listen to our programs and stuff. Now, the whole idea for the Rev Media Network is in MedWatch with the Rev is I'm going to build a nice page for that, and I'm not going to get into all that. But anyway, it's on there, and it's called Why the Attack on Our Children, and I'm going to put that on. And I can't give you a guaranteed date because there's things I told you I was going to do 2 weeks ago that I haven't been able to do. But we built the relationship site. So when we built the relationship site, that kind of took precedence on everything else, because I'm getting water all over my office here. So give me a second here while I clean up this mess. I got to make my office a little bit better when I'm broadcasting from it. This water, I need coasters. So if my wife is listening, remind me to get coasters whenever we're in Target or Walmart again. Target, preferably. They got nicer looking stuff. But anyway, I'm a Target fan. Okay, my friends. In fact, when I do my Christmas shopping, I shop it at Target. I've done that over the last 5 years because I just don't want to deal with the lines at Walmart. Even though the prices may be better. You know, it just get it done through there. So, that was my commercial for Target. I want to tell you this, my friends. The attack on the children. Why the attack on children? I think I did this show back after the Columbine attacks and back after some other copycat attacks happened. And I did the thing, and the reason I said why the attack on the children is because they are our legacy. They are the ones that are going to finish this for us. Amen? Listen to me. Listen to me. Look at the Word of God. Look at what the Bible says about children. Only one time, or actually a couple of times, that they were trying to get rid of the kids, the children of promise, which was the Hebrew children. They were killing them. They were slaughtering them. Back in Moses' time, they were killing all the male children. And back when when Jesus was born, they weren't killing him, but they were searching for him. But back with Moses, we'll use Moses for example. Moses' children, they're children of promise. They're children of strength. They're going to be, they're afraid they're going to take over their world. So they had the Pharaoh had him killed. Killing all the male children. And of course, Moses was spared, and he was the deliverer for the Hebrew children. Now, why the attack on our children? Because they are the end gamers. They are the ones that are going to finish this for us. We have started this, and our family and our generations have done this and built this and passed on the faith to us and passed on the faith to them. And it's just expanded and moved and made some great things happen. God is doing some good things. But you know what? Our kids are going to be greater. John Osteen, Joe Osteen, look at that. John Osteen, awesome man of God, great spirit-filled, powerful man of God here in Houston, Texas. I met him, I knew him. Yes, I did. Awesome. And then he passed on, and I seen his funeral. When his funeral inspired me to just start my church. I just seen his love, and I went and started a church. Now, that was back, oh my goodness, 15, well no, not 15 years ago. About 10 years ago, my son's about to be, no, let's see, 99. So it had to be 10 years ago. Yeah, 10 years ago. 99 was the end of it, yeah, so 99, 2000, 2001, when we started the small church. Now, my friends, get this. Get this right here. Now look at Joel. Duplication of his father in the stature and talk and walk, but stronger and in reaching. Maybe not stronger in preaching. No, I think his dad preaches better than him, but he's stronger in reaching. What did we talk about the other day on the show? Many of us can preach. Many of us can preach and preach and preach. The word of God is going around the clock, around the world, preaching and preaching and preaching. We need to do more reaching, though. Has to be more reaching. For Jesus to come back and souls to be changed and lives to be transformed has to be more reaching. More reaching out, more touching their heart. That's what Joel Osteen's good at. That's what God has given him an anointing to reach. Again, a child of his father's. Child. Why the attack on the children? Why are our kids being targeted? Why are people walking in and just killing people, killing students, killing kids, even college kids, killing them? Why? Why do we see that happen in America? I tell you why. Because the devil don't want to see your child grow up to do greater things than you. He don't want it. If he can stop the seed, if he can struggle that seed and hold it and keep it from going, he will. So why? Why is the enemy so rampant, so violent against our kids? We got to pray over them. We got to pray over them, pray over them, pray over them. Every day, you got to lay hands on them. You got to believe in faith. They're going to be okay. You can't get too relaxed. You can't get too comfortable, too content with time. You may just pick them up and drop them off, but you got to pray and believe that God's going to take care of them and bless them, that they're going to be safe at their schools today. Why? Because the enemy roameth about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he will devour. Devour. I will not let him devour my children. Amen. You will not let them devour your children at all. We're going to believe God's going to do good things. God's going to touch people's lives. That our kids are not going to be statistics in someone else's crime scene or statistics in someone else's bad dreams. But they will be victorious. They will become greater than us. Amen. I don't think anyone in the world doesn't want their kid to do more than they did. Now let's be honest. I want my kids, all four of them, to be greater than their father ever could have been. I want them, if I'm reaching for the sky, I want them to touch the sky. If I'm reaching for the stars, I want them to go past the stars. Amen? It's a good thing to encourage your kids. Don't ever discourage your children and their dreams. may take a while for them to get some ideas where they want to go and what they want to do. But they will. I'm hoping my kids, through all the creative things that we're doing and all the video and audio that we're doing, that they jump in and do their own thing and go beyond what I can do. I tell you what, your kids are smarter than you. They are. They may not be wiser than you, but they are smart, a lot smarter than a lot of us. And I love that. I love that. They're so smart, and seeing them learn and everything, and it's a good thing. I'm glad I have a wife that is very, very concerned about their education as well. I'm glad that she pushes them all every day to do better in school and stuff. Because I tell you what, I'm self-reliant. I always have been. And I rely on my wisdom versus my smarts, but I got a lot of smarts too. And I think that it's good. They'll get wisdom as they grow. And as you show them wisdom, if you deal with them wise, they're going to be wise children. If you deal with them as a fool, they're going to be foolish children. That's not in the scriptures, but whatever you sow, you're going to reap. That is scripture. Reaping and sowing, sowing and reaping. I really believe this, my friends, that our children are going to be the end game for everything that we've been praying for. That they're going to continue to grow, and they're going to see Jesus in the clouds. When we may see, I really think that we're close. We talked about it the other day. There's escalating in several categories, but there's not to the final part that we need to be. So my friends, I want to encourage you today. I want to encourage you to stay connected, to be a part of everybody's lives, to be a part of reaching people's lives. And like I was saying before, our churches, the church that we have, that I'm associate pastor at, we're going to start doing some new things for kids. They're very great creative things. Of course, we're going to have a game room, but many churches have a game room. Our game room is going to have a recording studio so kids can record their own songs. Our game rooms. Hopefully no gang rooms. But our game room also is going to have not only a DJ, like a DJ booth as well. And we're going to have a children's church built for the kids. I'm sure a lot of you do that. But we're going to do different events, and you can take any of the ideas. We're going to do like Wipeout for the kids. Then we're going to do... also, we're going to do laser tag. We're going to do a hamster ball thing. So it's cool. It's very neat. We're excited about it. We're trying to get everything put together for it. It takes funds. It takes time. When we put the church together, station together, we really didn't have much help as we needed to put it together. A lot of people didn't show up. I mean, you can put an event together, but then not everybody's going to show up to help. Thank God for churches that can count on their people being there and constantly continues to get out, to stay on them, to be out there for the stations and stuff that for the churches that do events and stuff. So I really pray that we get some members in our church that continue to help us grow and bless. Every church needs to be growing. Every church should be full. There's not enough churches full. There's a lot of churches, but not enough of them are full. So I want you to pray. If you could pray today one thing, I want you to pray one thing. Well, we'll pray two things. If you can pray two things, I want you to pray these two things. First, that our kids are taken care of and blessed and protected. Second, that the churches around you are full. I don't care what denomination it is. As long as they believe in Jesus Christ and they believe in the Word of God and they follow the Word of God, then let it grow. Let it be strong. Pray that. Pray that. Pray and believe that. Anything you can do is going to help. Now, this is a neat idea, and I'm going to start getting onto this site. It's pretty neat. It's called it's a new website, Blogging Pastors to Utilize Experiences. It says in the Christian Post. It's cool. There's a new website and connecting blogging pastors and ministers to one another on a single platform in hopes of raising newer generations of believers and Christian leaders while also encouraging and inspiring even more experienced ones. It's called the Shepherd Post, and it was launched by the Christian Post, and these Christian leaders share experiences from the ministry fields, both positive and negative, to steer others from the pitfalls that they've encountered, and to ultimately encourage quick developments in ministry and tactics and strategies. The website's motto is, as iron sharpens as iron, so one man sharpens another's. Now, this says another's continence, but on there just stops at another's. So, I think that's neat. The Shepherd's Post offers a wide range of key topics, including missions, leadership, finance, technology, family, and theology, on a simple, easy-to-navigate interface. Now, I haven't gone on to that website, but I am going to go on to and sign up and blog with pastors and ministers and maybe get a few preachers that want to be on the station with us. But I think that's neat. I think that anything you do, anything you build like that, it's cool. Of course, you're going to have to have people that know what they're doing when they build it. But that's a great idea. Think of something like that. Do something for God. Do something for God, my friends. Think of something like that. Don't be slothful. I'm going to read you scripture one more time before we end today's show. And it reads in Proverbs 18:9. I'm going to read the scriptures one more time. 18:9. He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. Then in 19:24, a slothful man hideth his hand in his bosom, will not so much as bring it to his mouth. And then in 24:30, it reads, I went by the field of the slothful, and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns and nettles, had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Now picture that in your mind. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Yet it's a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. I'm telling you, my friends, to explain that, so shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, not traveleth, traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. An armed man being just with a shield and no sword. Traveleth means a prowler, a person that just goes from place to place, looking for his next meal, looking for his next resting place. My friends, that's our show for today. I appreciate you tuning in. Again, we're going to start doing video, and we're going to be live on some of the video, but right now we're just recording and getting all the quirks worked out, and eventually, my friends, we're going to be doing some great things on video, so I want you to stay tuned, stay encouraged, visit the website. The website will tell you everything, and we're going to update that as soon as we can. God bless you. Thank you again for listening to Midwatch with the Rev. We will talk to you hopefully tomorrow night. We're going to talk about relationships. Tomorrow's our relationship, but I got some good things I've been holding aside on trying to save it for Friday and for Mondays. Now, I want to encourage you to listen to us on Fridays and Mondays because that's our lowest listening time. And I'm not afraid to tell you that because I think that's the time we're really busy or we're leaving the office early. So I want to get you to start listening on Fridays, and that's relationships. Now, if you missed Relationship Day, you can always listen to the archives. That's our show for today, my friends. I will catch you next time on the Midwatch. God bless. Thank you so much. Thank you.